Authorities are still working to determine what caused a fire today at the Sheraton Hotel in Philly's University City. Flames were reported around noon at the hotel on Chestnut Street. Some smoke damage is visible near the top of the building. The fire was promptly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The Philadelphia City Council's Appropriations Committee heard requests for more money as the fiscal year hits the halfway mark. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this one.
Among those seeking funds, DA Larry Krasner. He wanted money for relocation of crime victims, witnesses, and more technology to fight crime.
It makes these cases much easier to get to the finish line. But we have actually been defunded for some of our technology at a time when we cannot afford that refunding.
ADA Robert Listenby explained the witness relocation money from the city doesn't have the strings that state money does.
The criminal status background of a witness or household member may negate their eligibility, which is often a problem or issue that we come up with.
No decisions have been made and more testimony is expected from other city departments. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Tyson Foods is shutting down two plants in North Philly in the coming weeks. The closures mean layoffs for more than 200 employees. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
According to a federal WARN notice, a combined 229 people across the original Philly cooked and raw plants in North Philadelphia will be affected. The two plants were acquired by Tyson in 2017 from Original Philly Holdings, who produce meats for cheesesteaks, and at the time of the acquisition, Tyson did not discuss its plans for the Philadelphia plants. Tyson also announced the closure of a meat plant in Kansas this week that employs more than 800 people. According to Reuters, Tyson's beef business reported an adjusted loss of $291 million in his 2024 fiscal year. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Mostly gray skies this afternoon over Philly, currently 39 degrees in Center City. Temperature's going to be getting down to around freezing overnight, but not too terribly cold, perhaps a little precipitation in the overnight hours. It's WHYY.